Bahraini protesters take to the streets in the northwestern town of Malikiya. They're chanting slogans against the Saudi regime over its troop deployments to their homeland. Bahrainis have steadily been protesting the Al Khalifa regime and the Saudi occupation since the emergency rule was lifted by the government earlier this month. The Bahraini security forces, backed by Saudi Arabia, have conducted a harsh suppression of the protesters since the nationwide uprising began in mid-February in the Persian Gulf Sheikhdom. The uprising almost toppled the regime in Manama, which resulted in Saudi Arabia deploying its forces to Bahrain. Following the occupation, the crackdown has escalated. Dozens of people had been killed as a result. Hundreds of others, including human rights activists, have been arrested. And to make matters even worse, some activists have died under torture while in custody. International lawyers have filed a lawsuit against Bahrain and Britain with the International Criminal Court over the crackdown on dissent. Britain has been accused of providing Bahraini forces with training and equipment to crush anti-regime protests. So far, all the calls for the West to confront the rights violations in Bahrain have fallen on deaf ears, and the United Nations has chosen to turn a blind eye to the atrocities for as yet unknown reasons.